We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Dvorah Mayotze Min Achai, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Mem Ches. V'zeh Shomer Rabbi Seinu Zal, this is what it says in the Medrash, on the Pasuk Kol Imras Elokai Tzerufo, that all of Hashem's words are calculated, measured, V'chima Ichbat Lei LaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ben Sheichet Min Oiref, L'Sheichet Min Atzavor. What difference does it make to Hashem if a person cuts an animal, shechts an animal from the front of the neck or the back of the neck? Heavy loinitnu lemitzvos ela letzarav b'enes Yisrael, meaning to Hashem it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make Hashem richer or poorer, that kind of thing, but rather the mitzvos were given to purify Klal Yisrael. Ubozeh hamedrash novoichu harbe hamaforshim hanoitim ledarke hachakirus. And regarding this medrash, many of the commentaries who lean towards philosophy, they're very confused. They struggle. They have a big problem with this. Vehitu harbe min hoemes letzad achar legamri. And they deviated. They went off the track, away from the emes to the other side completely. Yimchoel Hashem lohem. May Hashem forgive them. Ke'ilu chas v'sholem ein shum tam la mitzvos. You know, he's using this as a source to prove that there's no reason for the mitzvos. Rak shehem nisoyen bi'alma im nekaimam. But rather, it's just simply tests that Hashem set up to see if we're going to do it. Simple Simon said, do it this way, and he wants to see if we can follow orders. But there's no real reason, and it doesn't really make any difference. Oy Hashem, has ki loy lahaskir kadvorim ho'ele. Rav Nosson is saying chas v'shom to even talk like this at all. Shem keneged haTorah lagamri, which are completely against the Torah. Ki kvar mavur bezoyer haKodesh shebekisvi Arizal shekol mitzvah u'mitzvah yesh lo kavona miyuchedes shehem mitikunei ho'olamos al yedei mitzvos eilu daiko. We know from the Zohar HaKodesh and the writings of the Arizal that each and every single mitzvah definitely does have specific meaning. And Hashem has specific intentions as to how it affects the different heavenly worlds and other things. Ukvar hiku al roisham shorim aforshim hanoitim alemes. And the other commentaries who do follow the truth have already smash those other meforshim over the head. You know, Rav Nosson saying they've given it to them over the head. V'sosru divrei hevel anal, and they've pushed aside their nonsense. V'tzavchu kikruchio listor divreim, and they've screamed, you know, to negate their words. V'hine al pi dvoreinu anal, and based on our words, efsher lahaloim k'tzas divrei amedrash anal, we can make sense and clarify this medrash. Shebevadai mitzad habirur shelamalo, mashashim isporach biatzmoi oisek levarer ulesaken hoilomois, bevadai ein chilek etzloi bein shechet men oirif oimenatzavor. Regarding what Hashem has to do, regarding the part of the job that's dependent on Hashem, the tikkun that Hashem performs in the upper world, you know, to bring things to perfection, true. It won't affect Hashem's job if we shecht from the front or the back. Or Kesh Mizborach Yochoy Levarer Ulasakin Hoylomis V'chol Dover B'loy Shechita Klal, because we saw from the example of honey that Hashem has the ability to make birurim without us doing anything, without us having to shecht at all. Before the animal is shechted, Hashem does birurim on certain parts of it, on the honey and on the milk, to make it permissible. Ki bevadai gam habehemois tmeois, v'chol hanevelois utrefois, yevar Hashem Yisborach. Because even the unkosher, the animals that come from non-kosher species, or animals that were shechted improperly, or that have a defect or something that, even those, Hashem has the ability to be mevarer, to perfect, to be mesakein, ki kulam yizbaru laosid. All of them will end up being corrected and fixed up in the future, kishiyiskayim v'sruach hatuma avri menoretz, when we'll see the fulfillment of the words that Hashem will remove the ruach tuma from the world. V'zeh sheromzu Rabbi Seinuzal, this is what the Gemara is meramis to an Adoram daf lamed ches, behemo tmeo nafsho v'gufo la'shamayim, that a behemo tmeo, a non-kosher animal, its soul and its body are la'shamayim. כי הבירור של המיני תמאים הוא מן השמיים לבד על ידי שמסבורך בעצמאי. The birur, the perfection and the tikkun of the non-kosher animals, that's something that Hashem handles himself alone, without any of our assistance or intervention. רק מה שציווה שמסבורך לנו להבדל בין התמאים לתוהרים, ולבלי לאכול מן התוהרים קים על ידי שחיתה מן הצוור דייקה, but rather this that Hashem has instructed us to differentiate between non-kosher animals and kosher species, and from the kosher species only to eat from the animals after they've been shechted properly from the neck, you know, zehu rak bebchinas habirur shelonu, that's only regarding what pertains to the birur that Hashem wants us to do, the part of the job that we're required to do, shehu yisborach yoda bechochmosoi, שהבירור והתיקון שאונו צריכים לבר לסכן בזוילם על ידי בחירוסנו דייקה, זה הבירור יאפשר קים על ידי שני זוהר ממינים תמאים ונשחת מן הצוור דייקה. Hashem with his infinite wisdom understood that the tikkun that we have to make, the part of the job that we have to do to bring the world to a tikkun and to bring this animal to a tikkun, can only be accomplished by us avoiding eating certain species and limiting ourselves to only certain species, and by shechting from the front of the neck, you know, the way we're supposed to. V'af al pi shekam zeh habirur, yef shel hashlem kim al yodei zborach, and even though our job, our part of the job, cannot be accomplished without Hashem, without Hashem's help, ki im Hashem lo yivne bayis, as the pasuk says, until if Hashem doesn't build a house, there ain't going to be no house. Ukishani latzmi moani, and as we mentioned from the mission earlier, if I'm doing myself, what am I? What am I? I have the ability to make tikkunim. A human being has the ability to make tikkunim without Hashem. Be'emes ze yefshe lohavim kanal. As we said earlier, this is something that we can't understand fully. How you need both, and how both, you know, work together. ומשום עיקר כוח הבחירה, שובחינס ניסויין וצירוף, and this is the root of the whole concept of free choice, which is the concept of Jews being tested and purified. שעיקר כוח הוא על ידי שאין לנו יודע מסוג הסבל כנל, where the main power of בחירה, the main effectiveness of בחירה, is only based on the fact that we don't understand this completely. ועל כן בוודא יש טיימים נפלואים לכל מצווה ומצווה לכל פרט ודקדוק שבו. And therefore, in reality, there are incredible reasons for each and every single mitzvah. There are incredible explanations for each and every single mitzvah and each and every single detail of every mitzvah. רק שיאף שלאהובן, רק מה שיאף שלאהובן, שני הבחינס כנל כנל. However, we cannot understand all of it completely in any way, because of the fact that we can't understand the secret of Yediyah and Bechira, etc., etc. V'zehu, and this is what the Medrash means over there, when it said, V'chima ichbat leila kodesh baruch hu ben shechta. What difference does it make to Hashem if you shecht from the front or from the back? Ki bevadai mitzido yisborach ein chiluk. Because regarding Hashem himself, it doesn't matter in a sense. Meaning, ki hu yochel levarer hakoil b'loi shchito klal kanal. Because if Hashem wants, he could make the whole tikkun for this animal without you lifting up a knife whatsoever, without you shechting anything. Heavy loinit no amitzis kim latzarfes Yisrael. So that's why the Medrash goes on to conclude. So therefore, the mitzvahs were given only for us, for Klal Yisrael. Haynu shemitzad hatziruf v'hanisoyin shelonu shubichinas koyach habchira. Regarding our test, and regarding the motions that we have to go through, regarding bechira and everything. מצד זה בוודא יש חילק גודל ועוצם בלי שיר בין שייך מן הצוור לנויכר השייך מן הרב. Regarding that, there's worlds of difference between whether you shecht from the right place or you shecht from the wrong place. כי כפי הצירוף שלנו, שבכנס כוח הבחירה, אנו צריך לבר את דייקו על ידי שחיתה מן הצוור. Because based on our mission, based on our job, the תיקונים that we have to make, it will only work if you shecht from the right place, from the front of the neck, etc. כי יש על זה טיימים נפלואים על פי חכמוס הקדום יסבור ויסמה. Because there are incredible reasons as to why it has to be done that way, based on Hashem's infinite wisdom. רק שבוודאי יש לנו להשיג טיימים אלו, כמו שיש לנו להשיג איך מחסכם שני מכנס, על שם מכנס הביר של מעלה מביר שלנו, כי הכל לאחוד. Because, however, we cannot understand it completely, just like we can't understand how the tikkun that we're doing and the tikkun Hashem is doing, you know, how they coincide. Ki taimei ha-mitzvois noigim ba-hasogas eilu kanal. Because the reasons behind the mitzvahs are very much connected to this concept of yediyah and bechira. She'elu ha-sogas va-taimei mi-ef shel ha-sig, which we cannot understand fully, kedei shiyeh lanu bechira, that there should be bechira. Shehu misoyon v'tziruf, which means that we should be able to go through our tests and our purification. Ki ze ikar koyach ha-bechira ma she'en yoidem ha-sogas eilu kanal. Because the main concept of bechira depends on our not understanding this fully. Aval be'emes bevada yesh lo'em taimim nifloim v'nayroim. But in reality, the mitzvahs and all the details of the mitzvahs have tremendous, awesome, wondrous reasons behind them. V'ze ikar schar ho'ilam haba, shenizke lahasig hasogas analosim, shem b'chinas taima mitzvahs b'shleimos. This is going to be one of the main pleasures of Olam Haba, that we're going to be zeche to understand all of these deep things, including especially the reasons behind the mitzvahs. We're going to be able to understand that all, you know, completely. V'yiyah eich sheyiyah pirush ha-medrash anal, but Rav Nosson says, regardless of how you interpret that medrash, im zochinu lechavein ho-emes im loy, and Rav Nosson says, whether we've been zoiche to interpret it 100% correctly or not, al kol ponim, ze tzrichen lahamin, regardless, what we're about to say, this is something tzrichen lahamin kol ben Yisrael, every single Jew must believe. שהמצוויס בוודא יש להם טעם לכל פרט ופרט ולכל דיקטוק ודיקטוק שבכל מצווה. That the mitzvahs have reasons for every single detail, every single facet of every mitzvah has very deep reasons behind it. כמבור בכל ספרי קודש, as we find explained in all the holy ספרים, שלוי כדעס המפור שמנל. And not like those commentaries on the Torah, שקרויבים לכפירס גמורס, רחמנא ליצלן, whose interpretations are very close to כפירה. ואם איננו מבינים דברי המדרש, and if we see something in the medrash that we don't understand, who medrash pliya? Okay, there is such a thing. There's a concept of a medrash pliya. There are medrashim that are written in a way that we don't understand them completely. And there are only certain meforshim, like Reb Shimshon Astropoli, other great tzaddikim, who came along and gave incredible interpretations and explanations of these medrash pliyas. Aval cholila lozuz bishvil zeh min ho'emes hanoigea be'ikrei ho'emuna. But heaven forfend that we should dare deviate from truth, from faith in Hashem and faith in the Torah, because we don't understand the Medrash completely. Ki ha-Torah hi chochmosei v'dato yisboro, because the Torah is Hashem's wisdom. U'bevada yesh taimim v'soidois nifloim l'chol pratu pratu l'chol mitzvah mitzvah. And there definitely are reasons and incredible secrets behind each and every single detail of every mitzvah. Kama Shikosev, as the Pasuk says, ki loy dovareku mikem, that the mitzvahs and all everything related to them are not simple. And if you see anything rake, if you see anything that's void, you see any void, mikem, the void is in you, not in the Torah. Aval bezras Hashem yisborach, dvoreinu anal ne'morim be'emes betzedek. However, Rav Nosson says, with Hashem's help, the explanation that I just gave for that medrash is said with emes and tzedek, והם מכוונים מאוד בפשט דברי המדרשנל. And they seem very accurate in helping to understand that medrash.